Shalom, Mishpachah. Welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and Bible teacher, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Shalom, and may the peace of God saturate every cell in your body as we will now extol our Heavenly Father.
Abba, Father, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, sovereign master of the universe, who has performed many miracles for your people in the past days and still today, with the greatest miracle of all, your Son. And because of him, those who are called by his name have power over our enemies as well as salvation. We pray for our children that they may treasure your word more than wealth that seems to be so mindful in this generation. Comfort your afflicted, and may we be steadfast in gaining your wisdom in these last days. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen, and again I say amen.
Okay, so should we catch up on some news since we bypassed it last week?
Yes, but it's ugly.
Yeah, well, not all news is ugly because people are still getting saved.
Great point, and that is the good news. And if you happen to watch the State of the Union, as well as President Trump's rally in El Paso, then I'm sure you were energized, because it's really amazing how he stays so uplifted with all the demonic activity going on around him.
Well, must be the Lord, you think?
Has to be, because as 2 Timothy 3:13 says, evil is waxing worse and worse, which we know leads closer to Jesus' return.
Yeah, but it's still sad to watch America's decline.
Especially our seniors who saw a different America decades ago. The left will just not work with President Trump. There is a deal supposed to be decided on this week, but he's not happy about it. Much less money for the wall than he's ever asking for.
Only $1.3 billion.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's really low. But apparently he can still get money, we are told, from other avenues, and this compromise would at least keep the government open. But I understand that the Mueller report should be ending by March 1st, but then the Democratic House, led by Adam Schiff, will take over and examine all of Trump's past business deals. It's never going to end, in spite of all the good things that are happening.
You know, it's a travesty that we can't work together for the good of America.
But what's even more ugly, but a huge sign of the end, is the late-term abortion ruling in New York and almost in Virginia, where Governor Northam actually said that he approved of a baby being killed even after it was delivered.
Yeah, whatever the mother would decide.
Praise be, it was voted down narrowly, but it's just a matter of time as we watch these demonic influences continue to make strides and taking over our country and, well, actually the world. You know, 11 states are currently working to either pass late-term abortions, or they have it already. And I think you might have that list.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, California.
Right.
Also, Washington State, New Mexico, Vermont, Maine, Massachusetts, Maryland, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and as we said, New York, with Virginia still trying.
How long even before they legalize euthanasia?
Yeah, which is, you know, it's doctor-assisted suicide.
Well, I do know that it's legal in the Netherlands, Belgium, Colombia, Luxembourg, and also our neighbor, Canada. And then you have the assisted suicide, where a doctor does not even have to be involved. And that's already legal in Switzerland, Germany, the Netherlands, and in the United States, as in the Washington State, Oregon, Colorado, Hawaii, Vermont, Montana, Washington, D.C., and, of course, California.
Yeah, Ephesians 6, is a very open reality.
It's like the culture of death. And there is just no other conclusion as we witness what's happening. But God is ready to judge America and the world. Even in Russia, who takes a very conservative stance on gay rights, they still allow late-term abortions. And in fact, there are more abortions than they have live births. And as we talked about 2 weeks ago, abortion is sacrificing to Satan, a.k.a. Moloch or Baal, whatever name you want to give him. But what we didn't mention before is that even Israel, who honors the scriptures, not only allows late-term abortions, the state in most cases will even pay for it.
Well, you know, as they do the gay parades now for 17 years.
That really grieves my soul. But all the governments of the world are in some form or fashion honoring the God of humanism. And that's just a fact. And the elite globalists believe that to have a new world order, toleration of everything is a must, and therefore has been promoting the acceptance of everything.
Well, that is, except the teachings from true Bible-reading Christians,
who they don't like at all. I guess that's probably why they have the hate crime law enacted.
Which, of course, does not apply to them.
Pretty much. And the new believers, after we leave, will be really persecuted and many martyred during the tribulation. The handwriting is on the wall.
And the book of Revelation.
True. Martyrdom has happened before, and it will happen again. All you have to do is read Fox's Book of Martyrs. And, of course, the scriptures that note how all the apostles except John were martyred by Rome.
Is there a lesson as to why John was not martyred?
You know it is. John's gospel is written primarily for new believers, the church, which is why John never talks about the tribulation, because we aren't here. So, I guess we won't be martyred in this coming judgment. And John is a type of the church, so he wasn't martyred either.
You know, that's a really an eye-opener.
It really is. And more reason to believe in a pre-trib rapture. And the post-tribbers never talk about that typology. With that said, there is still time today to be the bride of Christ, because God is about to declare, enough is enough. Revelation 4 is about to happen, where the Lord says, come up here, to his bride, for all hell is about to break loose upon the earth. Satan will be handed dominion, but for only 7 years. When Jesus then returns to the earth in Revelation 19 to throw the Antichrist in the lake of fire and sets up his kingdom upon the earth.
Anything new on the Israeli peace deal?
Well, it's definitely been completed. However, since Saudi Arabia is not liking us very much these days, and they were supposed to help convince the Palestinians to adhere, so Jared Kushner and his assistants have called for a Middle East peace summit to be held in Poland with other Arab nations to try to shore up their support. Then later, Kushner will even visit the capitals of these Arab countries and talk some more. But Washington, or I should say Trump, really wants to go ahead and present very soon after the Israeli elections that take place in April. Oh, and another positive sign is in place of Saudi Arabia. Russians, the Russian foreign minister, is chairing a three-day meeting of all 12 Palestinian organizations, including Hamas, into trying to accept this agreement, which includes their own Palestinian state on the West Bank and the Gaza Strip.
Okay, would you like to comment on AOC?
You mean the new, very young socialist Congresswoman Cortez?
Aha, that would be the one.
just another example of how deceived the left is becoming, because it's not just her. She has approximately 100 other companions who side with her to abolish air travel, outlaw eating steaks because cows flatulate a certain gas, which adds to climate change. I just can't believe it. And to retrofit all buildings and houses, making them energy efficient because, well, we will no longer use fossil fuels, which will put millions of people out of work. But no worries. We will just compensate them all and print more money when necessary. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, and they're even saying to subsidize those who just don't want to work at all.
Okay, well, you have to think that this looks like a real shoe-in for the GOP in the next year's election. But watching all this in real time concerns me, and it should concern you all. These particular Democrats are being led by the nose by evil entities, as we have already quoted in from and to 2 Timothy 3, where it says, perilous times are here. People, you got to tell your unsaved loved ones. They need to hear it from you, especially since everyone, it seems, is pushing tolerance these days. And to some degree, I guess I'm okay with that when it doesn't really matter. But when it does matter, and they are about, or someone is about to lose their soul forever, it becomes time to throw tolerance out the window and speak truth.
Okay, and since we are on that subject, the Pope just signed a historic agreement about tolerance with the Muslims.
He did. And other faiths will soon follow, which reads that we should pray for world peace and exercise tolerance for all faiths. And again, I say, define tolerance. As believers, we are very kind to others of all faiths. So kind that when appropriate, we are to give them the truth and never recognize Allah as Yahweh. They are opposite entities, and in this month's newsletter, soon to come out, I will list the many differences.
Oh, and you know, and by the way, this agreement never mentions the name of Jesus.
I know, of course not. That would be offensive.
Uh-huh.
But again, and why I am talking about this is because it also confirms Scripture and why Bible-believing Christians, we're just going to have to depart, for we would in no way adhere to the coming harlot of Revelation 17.
Called Mystery Babylon.
This signed declaration confirms the prophesied one-world religion is forming and that this Jesuit Pope, he's pushing for it. And we are living right now to see, well, its infancy. And actually, if you think about it, it's repeated history because centuries ago, there was only one recognized religion after Constantine declared it back in the 4th century. And it actually continued till the Reformation in 1517.
Yeah, it looks like history is about to repeat itself.
But this time, Jesus will, 7 years later, return as king to implement the true faith church of Jesus Christ. Anyhow, this Pope signed agreement actually says, and I'm going to quote here, the pluralism and the diversity of religions are willed by God in his wisdom. Close quote.
It really says that?
Yep. How could they believe that our God really wants a variety of different religions? Are you kidding me? And without Jesus Christ as the living God?
Wow. That is promoting spiritual adultery.
A.K.A. blaspheming the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. which is also prophesied in Revelation 17. So let's be real. Pope Francis and the Sheikh al-Tayyib are asserting something much more that goes way beyond being tolerant of religious pluralism. It's accepting and ultimately uniting with Islam and soon to be other faiths because they say, well, they all adore the same God.
Hmm. Which is the lie.
Islam acknowledges Jesus was here. I mean, it's hard to refute. But not as God, only as a prophet who never died on the cross. So how can we ever be unified?
We can't.
But, except for the 144,000 after the rapture, they all will. Hence, the harlot of Revelation 17, arrayed in purple and scarlet, that sits on seven hills, surrounded by many waters, and drinks of the blood of the martyrs that she kills. It's all in his word. Saints, please read it.
All right, then. You can send your end-time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. Please consider a love offering, and we'll be sure to add you to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
And you know what? Let me also add that Shofar Ministries chooses not to be on Facebook for many reasons, so we can only ask for your help through this broadcast and our newsletters. And since times are tough right now, we want to let our needs be known to you, at least to those of you who truly are being blessed by this programming. Asking is not our strong point, so please understand this is difficult to do. But even just $10 a month from those who might be listening right now would help to pay this airtime and our other expenses. So, saints, this was really said from my heart that I pray has touched your heart as well.
All right. Praise God. It's a great time to be alive.
It surely is. To be part of this last generation leading up to his millennial kingdom, we want to give you a preview today of what we will be focusing on over the next few months, and that is the prophecies of the minor prophets, how they uniquely differed in their personalities and their abilities, along with their important writings into our scriptures. Minor means shorter books, not that they were least important than, say, Isaiah or Ezekiel. In fact, they say some pretty important facts that we often use, especially from Joel. But the 12 minor prophets of the Old Testament are
Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
Yes, and we are going to see how they were all strong evangelists to faith, not the law.
Well, faith, you know, really is the common thread through both Testaments.
Right. It was their faith in God, who he was, and that he would send them a redeemer, and that made them righteous. While waiting for a redeemer, they were told to sacrifice animals instead because it was the innocent blood that would suffice in the meantime. Then, after Jesus died and was raised from the dead, it is by that faith that today we are made righteous.
So, it has always been about faith.
Amen. And through the minor prophets, we can see a truly faith journey portrayed in these accounts that God has so graciously preserved for our knowledge. By the way, these men were just normal men, with the exception, perhaps, of Zephaniah, who was a priest, so you could say he was a bit more noble. But all the others were just shepherds and farmers with little education.
So, see how God can use anyone.
For sure, even you and me, because we all have our own unique gift, one from birth called the motivational gift, listed in Romans 12, and then later your specific calling of evangelism, Ephesians 4, and then on occasion he will send you a special anointing from the Holy Spirit for a specific reason called the manifestation gifts, 1 Corinthians 12. And of course, we should all have the desire for the fruits of the Spirit listed in Galatians 5.
And they are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and of course, always, self-control.
Amen. But back to the prophets, which is the Hebrew word Nabi, number 5030, which literally means an inspired person by God. There are many prophets like Elijah, Nathan, Elisha, but just 12 called the minor prophets who wrote short but important accounts that God specifically wanted included in his Tanakh. So today, I'll just give a quick overview, and then next time we'll look at each one or two of them in more detail. So Hosea first is, he gave a very interesting account of how God specifically told him to marry a prostitute. And of course, this is typology for the house of Israel. Then we have Joel, who demonstrated undying faith even after watching the devastating destruction from the locust plague. Then we have Amos, who explains why God had to judge them. Unless they repented, but they did not listen. Then we have Obadiah, and that's only 21 verses in where the people were feeling abandoned. And God sent Obadiah to explain that even during our trials, when it seems God is distant, he's not. We'll learn a lot from him. And then there's Micah. He's called the acting prophet, and he would walk in the streets in a loincloth, screeching at the government and to the people. You could say he was a loud protester. And then we also have Nahum. He warned the people of becoming apathetic, to keep up the faith even when times are good. You know, we've had tendency to forget about God when things are good. And then we have Habakkuk, and he received a message from God but could not understand it until later. And of course, this teaches us to be patient till God brings light to the situation that you might find yourself in. And then we have Zephaniah, and of course he talks about keeping faith when dealing with peer pressure. That's certainly good for today. And then we have Haggai, and he deals with the Israelites losing interest due much from enemy influence and fear. Zechariah is a mini revelation and a great book of hope, much about the millennial kingdom, but first the tribulation. And finally, Malachi, a very popular prophet, and the last book of the First Testament, where Malachi had to deal with extreme apathy. And after many warnings, God just finally decided not to speak to them again for 400 years. And of course, this is called the Intertestament period, until he sent his son, and then we start in the New Testament. But these prophet books, they still speak today. We are like Israel too, often apathetic, not grateful, and idolaters. Material things are our idols. Money, entertainment, Facebook time, computer games, TV, sports, all coming before spending time with your Creator. So, today we are all guilty of this, but I would rather repent and try to do better than to deny it's true in any Christian's life. So I'm going to leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the president and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, well, we're going to prosper in all ways. And that's Psalm 122, verse 6. If you have a prayer request, make sure to send it to me. And have a good time in your word. Try to read Hosea and Joel next week so that you can be prepared. And we'll pick it up there. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.